This is a life-changing message by the Apostle General Sam Crenshaw Ankara. Stay tuned.
We began to look at 1 Samuel chapter number 22 on the subject of altar versus altars.
And then I watch here the Samuel Homano and the Shasia. Yakasa for Mutia and yeah for Mutia Ediasia.
And we looked at why satanic altars are empowered. They are empowered by the blood of the innocent. When they shed innocent blood, their altars become potent and very powerful. But we are telling them that the blood of the righteous in this house will never empower their altar. They have spilled some other blood already, but manage this one. Somebody, you didn't hear what I said. Clap your hands and say, manage me.
Manage me. Media men can be. Se emoja a boni biara enihu ema abonsama na se trimodenfo afornuka eya ahoden dia mene wo aye ya tenenfo de yenyemoja entumi ema won afornuka enye kesia na se enye den de biara da yenyemoja no eson kra echin won wode.
Number 2, they take God's praise to empower their altar. When you empower their altar with praise and sacrifices, they become very powerful. And we are challenging them that we will never give them God's praise. We will never give them God's sacrifice. Can I hear somebody say a big amen in the house?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you empower your altar with praise and sacrifice, your altar becomes powerful and your altar preserves and protects you.
So one thing, so what the sorry any of your forbo and ashe wo afurmuka and ba afurmuka no muyadi ankasa afurbo any ayeye a eko afurmuka so.
So during the Tuesday our service, we saw Abraham's altar. God gave promise to Abraham, and Abraham built the altar quickly to secure the future of his generation. And then we saw David's altar, how that calamity and death had come into the town, and Jerusalem was going to lose about 70,000 people. And then David erected an altar, put a sacrifice quickly, and God lifted up his son. Death was over by the power of the altar.
Yehutumia. Ma Abba Abraham, Aforumuka Swa, Abba Abraham, and then as a fwing in Ahobai, Ehu Davida, Aforumuko Siya, Edi Nipam Pim Pim Enkwa, Aforumuka, Ebo Nipahu Ebain.
And then David said to Abiata, the one who is after you is also after me. But stay with me, because with me you are safe.
And then David catch Abiata, Sabiate. Nyodi wati na ama hunta wono edi minsu mechi ope minsu wa kumisa. Nemu mpesa ube kami hu. Na ube kami hu di anase minche hadie. Bibia ebe ye pepepe edi ama hu.
So David was telling Abiata, don't be afraid. I, David, am standing on an altar that protects and preserves. If you stay with me, you also shall be protected.
David in Christ, so dema Abiata nisa Abiata hii. Midi ya bebi ya mijina ni mijina aforumuke biso. Aforumuke biya bo mihumbayi. Inti sa wabiata obe kamungo sa aforumuke isuwa. Baibo ene beba minewu ente hii.
Abiata, I serve a mighty God who can keep and protect. If you stay with me, my God will protect you.
Abiata hii sa wante ya. Onyami ya mimijina aforumuke isuwa. Aya ni obo ni hupa humbayi. Onyami ya mini bankwa. Inti sa Abiata obe kamungo.
I know a certain God who has been with a certain man called Sam Crunchy Ankara for all his life. God picked him from nowhere and God places him somewhere. And I came here to let you know that same God is picking you from wherever you are, and God is bringing you to where you must belong. Clap your hands and say, I am secure.
I am secure.
Say it again. I am safe.
I am safe. Minima bratia bi ene ni nyame bi abratia bi afra sam kwanchan ka ni nyame bi a abon ho ban efe ne mo frase a oyi ne fi tom todie mu ene na bebesi mo pamba bi a samre odaswa no abon ho ban sa. nyameno ene sa afodo muka no ebo nipa ho ban.
I know a certain man called Sam Crunchyankra. He comes from a family where marriages don't succeed, but when he entered into marriage, he has been successful. 36 years of marriage is solid and strong on the ground, and he's saying that there is a God who does it. If you stay with me, that God will preserve and that God will sustain you. Ayayaya, the prophecy was returned to me. Can I do some business with those people up there? Can I prophesy to you in this house? I am saying the God who has brought me this far, that same.
Yes.
That same God.
Oh, but with some year right here. Minimum brand here be our friend some grand jack and if ye Nanka were pebby in ho. Now so sanya me I didn't ban in tell I'm not now where move ya dear sir and sia sanya me crono ebaya sa edia mao obekame hua sanya meno obeya won so dear sa mao.
I know a certain boy called some crunchyankra. When he was going to school, he was always driven away for school fees. But now he has scholarship foundation and he's taking care of people. It's amazing when the chaplaincy of UCC came to me and said, one of the things that they lack is that they need a vehicle to organize, you know, the chaplaincy and the gospel matters on the campus. I said, July ending, a brand new car is coming to you. I spoke, I didn't have to fast over this, because by the grace of God, we can. I bring you to the place of safety, security, preservation. May the Lord strengthen your hand, and may God make you a living praise and a living testimony. Any altar that spoke against your fathers and your grandfathers and your grandmothers, we silence them. We erect a new altar, an altar of power. He who is after you is also against me. We have one common enemy, but together we prevail. We prevail. Clap your hands and say, I shall prevail. And keep open your mouth.
Somebody lift up your voice. The Bible said, by God, I'll run through the truth in the name of Jesus.
Enti minima brantia bia. Your friend Sam Kranchanka no go school, maybe I know your permanent school fees. Nancy and Nessanya me or Janus, Sanya me up on Hobby and Neo to open school fees. And Punkos is there, University of Cape Coast of War, Upper Bassa, one with the Bayan Yamijuma, or say, Shabusuma Day in July, Mepopi Amau, Sanya me and the Southern Nature, Sanya Minnesota Hutuan Hua, Sanya Minnesota Janusua, or be a new Tibiana, Sandy McCrossy of Miss Metafo, Namedia, Menu Bedding Kunim Essence for Mukainti.
I don't want you to sing this song. Prophesy it. Say what, Trina? If you lean upon God,
when
you will never be ashamed.
Sita.
Come on, prophesy.
Hallelujah. Oh.
Onyamiye.
Onyamiye.
Say what, Trina?
When he.
Talk to somebody, prophesy to somebody. I just want to warn you that there's a dangerous day in June. The 23rd of June is a Friday. And I am gathering all of you for an all-night prayer and warfare. If you like, sleep at home. The one who is after you and your marriage and your children and your family is also against me. But God has sustained me and kept me. Tuesday I preach. Thursday I preach. Friday I preach. I am here. Tomorrow I preach. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. Psalm 57. Psalm 57, verse number 1.
Edionum Baku. Timu Edika Honumwa.
Psalm 57, verse number 1.
Edionum Baku. Timu Edika.
Today I'm going to start with the introduction to Psalm 57. There is an introduction
to the chief musician.
Yes, I like that one. Who is reading that one? Quickly.
To the chief musician.
To the chief musician.
A psalm of David.
Psalm of David.
The servant of the Lord.
The servant of the Lord. When? No, it's not finished there. A song of David, or a testimony of David. When? When he fled from Saul into the cave. That's enough for me. See. Do you know when God will put a song in your mouth? God will put a song in your heart and your mouth, a song of deliverance. When you are delivered from sickness, when you are delivered from the shackles of the enemy, when you are delivered from shame, it becomes your music. We thank God for music. We thank God. Music expresses gratitude to God, praise to God. But the next music which is coming is your music of testimony and the music of deliverance.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and say, I receive this one. Say, Father,
thank you
for the worship,
of gratitude,
and praise.
And praise.
But this one, is worship,
of deliverance.
Aye ye, aye de me radia wo nyumu. Nanso enu akyiri no, emra urade ayi wo afri ohawmu, emra urade ayi wo afi owuomu, emra urade ayi wo afi yare bi mu no, odi nyum bi se wano a, eye naase nyum a, uto ade se urade ne onyam.
Na odi nyum a shema hanu. Aye ye joma.
Aye ye.
Na. Hey, I will sing the song and everybody will hear and know. Come on, lift up your voice. Sing. Receive a song of testimony. Receive a song of deliverance. Receive a song of praise. Receive a new song. The young man David was harassed throughout his life until before he sat on the throne by a certain demonic Saul who wanted to spill his blood to strengthen his altar. Somewhere, somehow, God raised the standard. And God preserved him so that he will write Psalm 57 as a song for you and I. You will write your song of testimony.
Yes.
Ah, you didn't hear me. I said you will write your song of a testimony.
Yes.
You will write your song. Your song shall be sung. People shall hear of you. People shall read about you. Am I prophesying to nobody's ear?
Answer na David be your hinatena konya no so no so bi atata na ko si se na ko pese o hie ni moja ediku na nso onyankopon a o yi ne firi mu no e ma no adansidie e ma ne de tro anwum edionum enson ewrade be ma won so onwum edie yinaye edie di adansie.
One of the escapes of David in the cave for which he wrote this song is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 24.
David
For some reason, David had this unfortunate spirit following him. Everywhere he went to hide, somewhere, people would let Saul know that David is hiding here. David has come to this forest. David is hiding in this wilderness. David is hiding in this cave. David is, for some reason, everywhere David went, people informed Saul. And then Saul will come chasing him, looking for him.
baby biara obe jani akwese biara baby biara obe ko ehinte biara no na yate ahu akaka akire so so be di na ti akowura baby kropa David she biara.
We call this spirit monitoring spirit.
When you ma esha wo 92 ufibemu ene upiemu a edi wachi edi wontente.
Sometimes you have no idea why people's attitude towards you change immediately. They give you a promise. You go for the promise and then they don't want to look at your face. They give you their phone number. They say, call me. I will help you. And then you call 1, 2 and they will not pick. And they will not even, you know, there is a certain monitoring spirit that is reporting you negatively. That spirit, clap your hands and say, crash down.
Crash down.
I didn't hear you. That spirit say,
crash down.
You'll be serious very soon. I'm coming. I'll get you serious very soon. One of the prayers that I pray, I say, Lord, if my members dream about me, let them always dream that I am blessing them. Or those who are going to make mistakes, let them dream that I am rebuking them in their dreams. Or those who are going into some danger, let them dream that I have stretched my hand, I am delivering them. And I'll be hearing those testimonies. I said, those who dream that I am having sex with them, let their dream never come to pass. We call it monitoring spirit. I'm telling you, you are minding your business. And somebody is just monitoring you, reporting you, gossiping about you, telling your enemies where you are, where they can find you, where they can kill you. That spirit followed David. But I came here to let you know, an altar will overset.
Yes.
Overturn. 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 Anyone reporting you, and anyone dreaming evil about you, we crash down that spirit. Shout, say cut fire. Say cut fire. Shout again and say cut fire. Am I prophesying to you? Am I prophesying to you? Oh, sometimes it is your wife who will be having those dreams about you. Sometimes it is your husband. I pray that your husband will have good dreams about you. Your wife will have good dreams about you. Aye, Abalon, Neva Sakaya. Mama Rita and I had to solve a problem recently. It was a very difficult one. This single woman has two children, a girl and then a boy. The girl doesn't want to see the mother's face after all the struggle. Reason. When that time she dreams, she doesn't have good dreams about her mother. Meaning that her mother is a witch. But Mama Rita and I know that the woman is no witch. She's been there for the children. She's a good mother. Hey, there is a monetary spirit that has been shooting the dream into the girl. We broke that spirit. We broke it. And we said to the girl, if your mother is a witch, may you fail your SHS exams. Then we know that your mother is a witch. But if you blast the exams, if you blow the exams, it means that your mother is not a witch. Ladies and gentlemen, she blasted A+, A+, A+. We said, that's a confirmation. A confirmation that your mother is no witch and that it is a satanic altar that is trying to move you away from your... And the spirit that has been monitoring you. Clap your hands and say, catch fire. Clap your hands and say, catch fire. I didn't hear you clap your hands and say catch fire. And the monetary spirit. And the demonic spirit. Demonic stronghold. And the spirit fighting your future. Fighting your destiny. The children's destiny. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and say. A certain woman brought her son to me. The son was having depression. And then, as I began to pray for him, he started manifesting a certain man of God in this city. Powerful man of God with integrity. And then the mother goes, "Is the man of God who is doing this to my son?" I say, "No, this man of God is too busy to think about your son. He is not the one. Your son is suffering from depression and bipolar. Let's deal with the situation and stop worrying somebody's man of God somewhere." She got angry because I didn't confirm that it was the man of God. She left. I said, "You can take your burden away." What did I do to the man of God? I did not even call him to tell him that somebody came here to come and manifest you, because I didn't believe that. Everywhere David went, people called Saul that David is here. This prayer, don't joke with this sermon. Because your children can start calling you witch without no reason, just because of dreams that they be having. And these dreams are usually not from God. It is Satan, an altar, that is pumping those dreams just to divide you and your children. So don't sit down here and look at my face and think that all is well. Hey, no. Don't take chances at all. Anytime you come to the altar, come and pray for your children. And say, "Lord, let my children see that I am a good father. I am a good mother. I have a good spirit. I am a child of God. I belong to an altar. There's an altar that is sanctified with the blood of Jesus. The altar of my father, Apostle General Sam Kwanchiankra. That is the only altar I know. I don't dabble in juju. I don't go to occultism. I don't do fetishism. I don't do any of those things." Say, "Father, let my children know." Because all of a sudden, somebody changes attitude towards you. The person is having some dreams.
Oh, but with some year right here, yeah. Daya obisu awo hunti na ne suban atisa awo ho na ko hu o tiawo afianka sa hobiem esan daya bi osu yenti mane nyom pa ebo ntena ho na nhwe manim na mo bompa sa urade me mempo humi a wo mu humsa me ye japa me ma humi a wo mu humsa me ye napa embe biribi enye biribi awo mu adwene mu enka sa me na me ye wo mu.
Oh, the case Mama Rita handled, it was a serious one. That girl will not see the face of her mother.
And
it was also unfortunate for the woman. Some pastors also told the girl that your mother is a witch. So when we met her, we said, "Those pastors and us, whose report will you believe? We are your pastors. We shepherd you. If your mother is a witch, we'll tell you. In fact, we'll be the first to cast that spirit out. Your mother is a good woman. We'll use your final exams as a test case. If you fail, your mother is a witch. If you pass, she's a holy woman." David got to Enjedi. Then the Kokonsa people, the monitoring spirit people, told Saul that David is here. And then when Saul arrives, he says, he's hiding in that cave.
David,
and the cave was a long one. When Saul entered the cave, then he started having running tummy. So he wanted to visit the loo. So they showed him the finest one. Then he removed his garment. And then he hung it there. And then his armor bearers were chatting. Then David was told, "David, the one who is looking for you is in that washroom there. David, this is
your chance.
So David went, he saw the garment, and then with his sword, he cut part of the garment. Then the Spirit of the Lord hit him and said, "Pam, David, you have done the wrong thing. You don't touch the Lord's anointed. Not even his garment." So David went back. Saul finished. And then Saul came out. And strangely, Saul didn't even see that a part of the garment had been cut off.
David, so could do half on our own to me. I was so good to me, Okojan and I, our baby. Baby, Okoyan, Natalia says, send a home one, David is so shed. David, Okochat and a radical such and said, Debbie. One found one, so be a radi, a son, and would be that. And poor Natalia, into David, a Jane, a free honum. Sorry, yes, and Natalia, or Nimpos obedient in Saka Natalia.
That's how vicious he was. He had meant David so much that he was not even taking notice of what had happened to the garment. When he went out of the cave, then David came and said, "My father Saul, here is the piece of your garment. Today God placed you in my hand and I should have killed you. But I spared you because I have been taught not to touch the Lord's anointed. Why are you listening to people? Why are you listening to gossips of men? Why do you allow monetary spirits to chase you and to tell you I am a bad person? I am not a bad person. I'm not responsible for your trouble, Saul. I am not responsible for your sins. Your father's house orders are speaking against you."
I saw an MPA, David friend said, "Nane, nyankwada, what are they now saying? I ready the wish and send that they now so near radio send and go me imagine something from San Cal de Biada. I didn't know Tetian Crofano. I didn't know Mount Dias. I didn't know Niancrofo Kalumum. I don't know. Me and Pau Bonnie de Biada. Media Hine, me Pau Ye.
I am not responsible. I'm not the one who is doing you.
Abraham, Breno, Nane, and Yamia.
May Jehovah vindicate you from those who have accused you wrongly." Clap your hands and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Clap your hands and shout praise.
Praise.
Saul says, "Oh, my son, you are a good man. You spared my life. Now I know that you become the next king of Israel. May your enemies recognize that they cannot compete with you. They cannot fight you. May they surrender to you that which they are trying to fight." Clap your hands and say, "I receive it.
I receive it."
Yehovah Jisila Kemi.
Which altar is speaking for you? You. Which altar preserves you? How do you strengthen the altar that protects you? Where is your praise? Where is your worship? Where is your sacrifice?
Oh, be David, no crap. No crap, sir. Well, yeah, a young year. And no pa, yeah, why, yeah, sir. A him one, a rather the Ashawan, sir. Yamil show also, never did Israel so. Why, the catcher, sir? Wouldn't you at time? Why, the dad and Crawford, as I catch them, a guasum, a wound you be home? Why, the catcher, sir? When you were bayo, the show we were way home.
How did David secure his life? How did David protect his life? How did David remain in safety? He said, "Stay with me. Stay with me. For with me you are safe." How did David find the place of security and the place of safety? He was so confident to tell Abiathar, "Abiathar, once you stay with me, you will be protected and you'll be safe."
If David could draw a fee, I could draw a no yakachas Abiathar, and the only Now let's come to the verse 1
of Psalm 57. Now come to the verse 1. Read with a loud voice. Ready, go. Be merciful to me. For my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. Verse number 2. I will cry to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. Verse number 3. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. Selah. His mercy and his truth. Verse number 4. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men, who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Verse number 5. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be. You didn't know this song you've been singing. That's where it comes from. Be exalted, O God, above the earth. Let your glory be
on the earth. Let your glory be upon.
That song is coming from here. Now, I like the verse 2. He says, Most High. So there is an invocation of covenant there. I will cry out to God Most High. The Hebrew word there is Jehovah El Elyon. Jehovah El Elyon.
Jehovah El Elyon. Any Jew for any omnifreno. Onyami awasrosrosrosrosrosro.
Jehovah El Elyon means the God who can protect and the God who can preserve. So David is saying, the reason why I escaped Saul, and the reason why Saul did not get me, and the reason why his altar, my blood did not strengthen his altar, the reason why I did not spill my blood, the reason why I did not die, 3 things. Number 1, I invoked the covenant of mercy. Number 2, I invoke the covenant of protection. And number 3, I invoke the covenant of praise. 3 things. The covenant of mercy. 2, the covenant of protection. 3, the covenant of praise. These are the 3 things that preserved my life from Saul.
David, you dance here and say, Ewradie, what pamuno and emigina so? Apa ma ya apa mbe? Apa ya se ban pokesi? Aya radi mo bro huno ewa meso. Apa ma tosu mienu? Aya aya ye apam na apam aya radi de kwanim mano sa apam na jami David so apam hiumba efi son sem.
I want you to know that goodness and mercies are part of the covenant blessings of God.
Aya ye any die ye die eka radi apamwa.
So David gave us another song from his experiences, another deliverance song. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures and he restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yet I will fear no evil because thou art with me. Most High is with me. El Elyon is with me. Elohim is with me. Adonai is with me. El Shaddai is with me. Covenant is speaking for me. Covenant preserves me. And because covenant preserves me, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Why? Because they are part of the covenant of God. Today, I curse any spirit that follows you apart from mercy. Clap your hands and say, Lord, mercy.
Lord, mercy.
Mercy. Goodness. Goodness. Favor. Favor. Favor shall follow me. I and my children. It's a covenant. It's a covenant. I invoke it. I invoke it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your covenant. Lift up your voice and invoke it. Goodness and mercy.
Yes, Lord. Lift up your voice.
Yeah, dear.
Yeah.
From the hands,
yes, Lord,
of Saul.
Saul.
May Jehovah deliver you from death.
I receive it.
Deliver you from sickness.
I receive it.
Deliver you from troubles.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, but we send you a radio here. And Rebian Abaka Radia Pamuno, a Pamuno as also, and Mau Ayayye, a Pamuno and you free Bonimo, a Pamuno Mamma Brohunu, a Pamuno Mount Nepa, a Pamuno you Fiariamo, a Pamuno you Fiomo, a Pamuno and a Madevity Eddie Ye.
Psalm 27 and verse number 5. Psalm 27 and verse number 5.
And you made your noon sound,
Psalm 27 and verse number 5.
And you made your noon sound, Chimunum.
Psalm 20 and verse number 5. Clap your hands and invoke this covenant. Ready? Go. For? When would the Lord hide you? When would the Lord hide you? When would the Lord hide you? When would the Lord keep you? When would the Lord deliver you? When will he place you on the rock? When trouble comes, when trouble comes, the Lord is not telling you there will be no trouble. You face troubles in your examination. You face troubles in relationship. You face troubles, but the Lord shall hide. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I shall say of the Lord, prophesy, prophesy.
Who will I trust?
Yeah.
The Bible says, for 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000
on your right hand. Only with your voice,
you
shall behold
the reward,
the reward
of the wicked.
Clap your hands and celebrate the reward of the wicked.
In time
of trouble, can I prophesy? In time of trouble, you are not alone. The rock is there.
Yes.
The pavilion is there.
Yes.
His tabernacle is there.
Yes.
The altar is there. The blood is there.
Yes.
The covenant is there.
Yes.
His promises are there. Oh, June, we are ready. June, we are ready. We are ready. June, we are. Amparo,
Amrebiara, Amania Batu, Asambatuno, and Yawunquo, Maminka Jose, and Radipan will pay. Jabiara Jabiara of that Semuno, and Yawunkun Ahonum, Nemum, a Radipan, now Radipa, you, and you have your money, Hunu, and your brain in a remo.
Then he invoked the covenant of protection.
And after so, Apamo had the Bambon also, and also didn't who shares Apamnumo.
Protection is a covenant package.
Bambo, and Yadiabiara, the Kamu Adimaye.
Don't be quiet, invoke it, call upon it. Pray it. Sow into it. Drink the blood. Oh.
And where were no de Bialada? Bompire or Bimbohu? Bafaria or Bimbohu? Now, if you bompire, Nanum Christo Mojanoso, our Bimbohu.
Then the covenant of praise comes in verse number 5.
Apamo, yea, Pamoso, about Jemoye Numono.
Look at verse number 5.
Jemoye Numono.
Be exalted, oh God. Above the heavens, let your glory be above all the earth.
Everybody, a pejao, el cotrosro. Now, when you yam, I shall throw any assassin in Ara Emma.
But before the covenant, he invoked the covenant of praise. Listen to how he describes the problems that come our way in verse number 4. Listen to how he described the problems that come our way in verse number 4. Those of you who do not believe spiritual matters. Here is his description. The man after him is a human being called
Saul.
He says, Lord, my soul is among lions. This Saul that I see is not a human being. In the realms of the spirit, he is a lion.
So
I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire. I don't see Saul coming with matches, but in the realms of the spirit, he is coming with fire to consume me. I can also see his spiritual teeth. His teeth are like spears and arrows. I can also see his tongue. His tongue is like the sword. And you think you are dealing with human situation, Chale, wake up and start sleeping. You are dealing with spiritual entities. You are dealing with images, lions, swords, fire, water, judgment. That's what you are dealing with. The guy is a human being, but he's walking in some realms.
Paul
says we are not contending against flesh and blood. We are contending against principalities and powers, wicked spirits that operate from high places.
Paul says we are not contending against flesh and blood. We are contending against
I am human beings who have gathered in the realms of the spirit, and they are enchanting, and they are chanting, and they are doing divinations and occultism and witchcraft. I am also Eliana. We scatter them by the power of the blood. Yay! And the libation they are pouring on their altars against us, we overturn their altars. And we allow the blood of Jesus to cancel their powers, to cancel and to bring them down. We make them naked on the streets. We put them to shame. And we prophesy that their imaginations will never see the light of day. Those who are coming from the Volta region, from the northern region, from the upper region, from the Great Accra, any part of your country, where you are coming from, we stop them before they stop us. We stop them before they stop us. Those that have invaded the castle and then a Flagstaff house, Kaye Aboni Adesa, Ayemaka, the accident of death that they have set in the way, I pray that they will fall into it. As for you, you shall be exempted. Those who are monitoring you and trailing you and gossiping about you, and they don't want the position where you are, clap your hands. May they be disappointed. Our Father, disappointed. Disappointed. Let their enterprise, let their enterprise come to zero. Come to naught.
Any force, any spirit behind the scene that has hijacked a man, in the name of Jesus.
You think he's a human being you are sleeping with, but he's a snake. You think you've got some girlfriend? Oh, she is a snake. You think you've got a helper? He is coming with fire to consume you. Clap your hands and say, Lord, open my eyes.
Lord, open my eyes.
Say, my Father.
My Father.
Open my understanding.
Open my understanding.
To see.
Spiritual.
Revelations.
Revelations.
My God.
My God.
Open.
My eyes.
My eyes.
Already, be a many. Be a many. Be a many. Mami who? Be a many already. Mami hu sentrene.
How many of you are ready to finish the year well?
Yemwahine aye krado. Ema bosum nsia ye beguramu. Yemwahine aye krado. Ema fi enko enne de enko na wieye. Yemwahi ene aye krado.
They have altars. Which we have an altar. Their altars are empowered by the blood of the innocent. But our altar is empowered by the blood of Jesus.
We don't
need the sacrifices of cows and cats and dogs and animals. The sacrifice of the Lamb of God is enough. Our altar doesn't need the blood of goats and lions and abreche. Our altar has the blood of the Lamb of God.
You
see, faith is such an important and powerful spiritual weapon. Faith is not a substitute for foolishness. Think about it. Many of you replace faith with foolishness. Faith is too powerful and so important for you to toy with and do foolish things in the name of faith. Think about it before we break it down. Just think about this.
Jidi eyade bia enya di kuma bia na seketu bia ye betutu na jejemu edi edi agro e ma jidi na kira kwa kwa se nkwasi asem bi no jidi eyeduru ankasa a wo de betutu nkwasi asem ho.
You can never, when your friends are studying prep 2-3 hours of studies, you go to the field and you are praying, Lord, help me to pass examination. Lord, help me to pass. Monday to Friday, you are praying when your friends are studying. But the time you go to the examination hall, you have already failed. Because there is nothing in your head to go and write. Your prayer, God needs something in your head to cause you to remember. So you fill your head with knowledge, and the Holy Ghost will help you to recollect the knowledge and to write it and pass. Faith is not a substitute for foolishness and ignorance and stupidity.
Yedi wako to school mu a wose yesua de no na wo de on kwa de sua onu anu ene na wo fo nyina esua de wo de an se urade ma men twan so hwe ma men twan so hwe emre be duo se kwa kwa yeso hwe bi bi ni tri no mu unsua hwe a urade be ma wakai an sa nkonko be ma wakai no entina che se ujide na ujine mu no aye nkwasi ajide na ujide no unsua hwe.
Let me show you how faith works in an examination. In examination, you study and then you pray, and the Holy Ghost brings into remembrance all that you have studied, number one. The Holy Ghost then gives you boldness to write, because sometimes examination you fail before you start the paper. But the Holy Ghost gives you boldness and remembrance and recollection. And then sometimes you can suddenly have a blackout in an examination you have studied. The work of the Holy Ghost is to make sure that you don't have a blackout.
GDA NSN. GDA NSN. You are seeing Nara. Unkwankumbe kaka. We mre wase otron soche. And I say bedru bebiya. When you want to me when you cry, we cry to us. I was saying, "Kwan kwan na bua o ne bia we ni se ne bia ne we sue bia no o be ka kai." Enti na chese jidie na wo wo kwan kwan no mu akai o em wetumi atro echa.
Mama Rita has been giving this testimony. Very, very intelligent woman, brilliant. Oh my God. When Mama Rita has clarity of mind, you can be sure she's moving towards distinction. For sure. Her first degree, her second degree, oh, she blasted the papers brutally. All level, Bible knowledge. Three essays. She had written two. The last one was about Isaac. Then she started writing about Abraham. By the time that she realized that she had deviated, it was too late. Stop work. When the paper came, she had failed that paper. In her second attempt at O-level, Bible knowledge, the same spirit came back. She was writing, and then this time, it was when they said, you have 5 minutes more, get ready to stop work. So she relaxed, and then she looked at the question again and said, alas, what happened to me previously has happened again. The thing is about Joshua, and she was writing about Moses. 5 minutes of time. Then the invigilator walks to her and he says, why are you shaking? He says, I just realized that I made a mistake. Then the invigilator said, you have 5 minutes. Do something with it. So the invigilator brought, said, cancel it. And then the invigilator brought her a sheet, a new sheet of paper. 5 minutes. This time, she was a born-again Christian. This time, a new altar was speaking for her. This time, she has a new dispensation. So within 5 minutes, the Holy Ghost helped her to produce. When the paper came, she had passed the paper. Very, very well. And then, that paper, you know, she topped the class. She had the best grade. The person who was, may your new altar speak for you.
I reserve it.
Clap your hands and shout, I reserve it.
Apamu fra abahu ya ya from okay. Ye mama school bre mu abu anwa. Na kana no ni mapam no nko oya hwi ase. Ana so so ase won so jom no. Emro be hu apam no di ma no e ma ne cha ne ye. Sa apam fufre nso enye ne de wakoma so biara e ma ho. Ka say amen.
Clap your hands and shout a big and say amen. So David had the covenant of mercy. The covenant of protection. The covenant of praise. But he also was very wise. And here's what King Saul said about David in 1 Samuel chapter 23 and verse number 22. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 23 and verse number 22.
Apamu mi ense nyina chi no David eye nyanseni.
This time he was told that David was in a certain forest. The Kokonsa people and then the monitoring spirits had got to tell Saul. And then here was what Saul said to them. Listen. Please go and find out for sure and see the place where his hideout is. Where his hideout is. And who has seen him there? For I am told that he's very crafty. Now, the word crafty there means I have been told that the guy is very smart. Onyansa. Thank God for the altar. Thank God for prayer. But you need to be wise. Wisdom is also a covenant.
Upon me, sir, Eddie Mabua David in the no. Trust me, yet, I said, David Ayanseni. And he was also Yanseni. Upon the Ching Nano, also Ye Unyansa Four. Nyansa so Aya Pomnibia.
If you read about how David had favor with the military and the army and the workers in the house of Saul, one word that parades and that runs through, and David behaved himself wisely, and David walked with wisdom, and David behaved himself wisely, and David behaved himself wisely. When you are wise, you know how to escape death.
Oh, but with some year right here.
When you are wise, you know how to escape the trappings of the devil. When you are wise, you know how to work with big men. When you are wise, you know how to live with your husband. When you are wise, you know how to live with your wife. When you are wise, you know how to deal with your children. When you are wise, wisdom is also a covenant. For the people who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask.
nyansa e apam bibi biara wo ye biara ma nyansa en embremu wo nyansa kwen ho ne oyirenom ebefa so atena okunu ebefa so atena wo ma wadwuma mpanimfo ene obi biara ho nyansa ne aka ye ka wo David wo sese David ene o hene so ne nasrafo ne nyem temu nyina no de biara David nyina de e wo nyansa mu de biara David e ye nyansa mu nyansa bua wo e ma wo firi yare mu wo firi owuo mu wo firi akwanhyia mu nyansa e ye apam.
You are married and your husband has been beating you. Sometimes he can hold your head and then hit the wall. And then your children will be crying, "Daddy, stop, daddy, daddy, daddy." And then this woman with bruises in her face, when she's going out, she's wearing dark glasses. When people ask her, "What is wrong with your eyes?" She said, "I've got Apollo." She goes to tell the pastors of the church, "My husband has been abusing me. What do I do?" The pastors tell her, "It's okay. What God has put together, no man puts asunder. The marriage is forever for the sake of the children." Ladies and gentlemen, one afternoon, the man killed the woman dead. Bang! Now they have gone to arrest him. And now they have jailed him. Foolish death. When David was mourning Abner, the commander-in-chief of Saul's army, now Israel had become one nation. So David has now absorbed Saul's military into his military. So he had two commanders, Abner and then Joab. Joab was so jealous of Abner that he killed Abner. When David was mourning, listen to the mourning. He says, "Oh, Abner, why would you die like a fool dies? Didn't you know that Joab didn't like you and that Joab will be luring you to kill you? Abner, you died like a fool." And many years ago, I preached a sermon that is entitled, "Don't Die a Foolish Death." What wisdom can do, don't worry God. And I go back to my statement. Faith is not a substitute for foolishness.
Nyansa bomua ujidi enya nkwasia gidie de biara da esa se nyansa be kyerekyere wo nyansa bomua hu se ne ehwe David David ka kyesa oh aden wewu nkwasia wo sei ema nyansa emfiri mu na mmom anya se gidie a eya nkwasia gidie na mmom ma nyansa enya adwuma de biara da se ne be yiwu afi boni mu eyiwu afi owuo mu eyiwu afi amane mu nyansa enwo hia papapa.
A man has drawn knife one day and said, "You are worrying me. You are worrying me. I'll kill you and I'll kill myself. You are worrying me. You are worrying me." That day, by the grace of God, he couldn't kill you. Don't stay there for him to kill you. Run. Wisdom. Wisdom.
Oh, but we're somewhere. Bear match is a can was where we are. Meku, Jani free fear when Jani and Ebano Esotenu Nyansa.
Yes, another one. Mama Rita said, "Honey, I'm just waiting for her to come out of the hospital. And I'm going to sit her down and her husband, and I'm going to speak wisdom to them." What kind of foolishness is that? I said, "Oh, they take your time. She will come. When she comes, we'll confront her. We'll confront her." Mama Rita couldn't sleep. "You are a sickler. And she doesn't want anybody to know that she's a sickler." One day somebody came to give the information to Mommy and said, "Mommy, her crisis came. She has her sickle cell sickness came and she had crisis." So Mommy called her. Mommy said, "So you have this problem, and why do you want to get pregnant? Why? Don't you know that it's dangerous for your health?" "Honey, I'm just waiting for her to come to from the hospital. And I'm going to tell her that faith
is not a substitute of foolishness. Ladies and gentlemen, she didn't come back from the hospital. She died.
No,
we are not saying go and broadcast your sickness. At least your spiritual parents. Because if we knew, we will show her how she can have a child without risking her life. Because we have wisdom. You have high blood pressure. You know it.
What's with him?
Because you've been going in and out of hospital. It's not like you don't know. You know it. And then the night before, he was telling somebody, I'm not feeling fine at all. You are not feeling fine when you have high blood pressure. Don't you know that the sickness is coming? What do you do? High blood pressure. This is the way we handle high blood pressure with wisdom. Go and check your pressure and find out where it is. Where do you check your pressure? Every pharmacy shop. Check. When it is high, you know. If your medication is finished, they will give you some. I'm not feeling fine. The following morning, he jumps into his car. He's going to do business. He was in traffic. And then the pressure shot up. He put his head on the steering. He was dead. Oh, thank God for the covenant of protection. Thank God for the covenant of mercy. Thank God for the covenant of praise. But add another one, covenant of wisdom. Here's another one. So, usually at funerals, you don't say these things at funerals. So I chose to say this thing in this church setting so that you will learn. And as your pastor, I need to teach you the full gospel. I need to teach you that faith has a role to play and wisdom also has a role to play. You don't go and pray and say, Lord, let me pass examination when you haven't studied. You fail.
Now, men church man who say,
you can't be molesting your wife and be expecting love and respect and honor from her. It doesn't work. You can't be shouting on your children, hey. And then your children will give you respect and honor. They will never give it to you because you don't have wisdom. You don't treat your workers well. You talk to them anyhow. You shout at them. You scream at them. And when they are leaving, you come and for deliverance. And you say, Pastor Moses, please pray for me. There's a demon who has been sacking my workers. No demon sacks them. You don't have wisdom. So says to the people, please make sure that when you find him, keep your eye upon him, because I have heard that young boy is very smart.
Oh, he saw, say, hey, Brantie, Munja Para said, Honowa. No more, Munja said, Honowa. It's a Sabrantie, the Matinasem, the Mamuse, Ninyansa, and Yansaka, Sianka.
He's not only anointed, he's wise.
And young was Rapo, now so when Yansa, I can hold.
He's not only anointed, he's intelligent.
Oh, when the Mudiasu, I can Yansa, no.
He's not only anointed, he is knowledgeable.
And young was Rapper, only Matiankasa.
Yes, another one.
See where you
we went to Cape Coast.
You could do Cape Coast.
And we have gone to do God's work.
We
have gone to do God's work.
Ah, we are
sure.
We have gone to do God's work.
You are speaking future. Okay. That's you're talking future. But we are finished. So we are going to finish the work of God. And we have all set off. Different cars.
Cars are hold one here.
12 midnight.
Anofa nondu mienu.
And then mommy called one member of our team.
And your mommy friend,
where have you reached? He said, I have reached Bujumbura.
I see you Bujumbura.
And then mommy said, so where will you get to Tema for your next ministration? From Cape Coast to Bujumbura, he is going to Tema.
Then
mommy asked, who are you with in your car?
And your mommy said, why no one in the car no
more? He said, I am alone. Mommy was very respectful, but if I was the one on the phone, I would have told him, you don't have wisdom.
Because
number one, you are traveling in the midnight hour. Common sense, you should not be alone in the car. Why should you not be alone? Because you can lose your tie. And when you are alone standing by your car, the armed robbers will attack you. So somebody must be with you. So you are two. Bible says two is better than one. Then number two, why should you not be alone? Because you are very tired and you could fall asleep. So when you are two, you are conversing, it will keep you awake. Number three, our roads are dangerous now. Not in terms of bad road, but in terms of thieves.
Security, yeah.
So when you are with somebody, you protect each other. But you are alone in the night. Foolishness. Foolishness. And then if something happens on the way and we come and put the person down there and we are doing funeral for the person, we can't say how foolish he was. But today, he's alive. So he should hear this. He's listening to me. I haven't mentioned his name. Are we learning some things here today?
Yes, you be piano pay.
Are we learning some things here today?
Yes, you be piano pay.
One day I prayed with a very noble woman in this church. And I picked in the spirit that her car will be trailed. I picked in the spirit that her car will be trailed. So I told her, anytime you are driving, please watch your back. Any particular car that you see is an agent who has been sent to monitor you. Number two, wisdom. I said, don't use the same route always. Change your route to your house. Sometimes you can go by the north, sometimes go by the east, sometimes go by the west, and so on and so forth. Don't go by the same route. The Americans will say the same route.
Yes, some you know America will say, and fa fa ko en ko en pie ana fa fa ko en mafie dada o fa atoya ne wa pie e wa tifi ana so betumi afa na fo e de akọ.
And then the third thing I said to her, anytime you are getting to your house and you see a strange car, don't enter. Make sure that you know who is in that strange car, what that strange car is doing there before you enter into your house.
You
are driving a car.
What's your car?
And you are approaching traffic light.
And the
traffic light is green for you.
And green
means go. But be wise. Know that you are not the only wise person who follows traffic instructions. Know that some drunkard will be coming from the other side and go into the red. If
it's
not a drunkard, know that an agent of the devil will be sent to come from the other direction.
So even though
it's green for you, be wise. Take your time. Watch. And then go. Because there are stupid people who are driving. Don't say it's green for me, green for me. So you are coming. The agent will meet you there. How many of you know that God is talking to you about the future? God is revealing to you what the devil is planning. Come on, say it again.
Connect with the Apostle General on Twitter at Sam Crunchy, Facebook and Instagram, Sam Crunchy Ankara. Share your prayer requests and testimonies via info at royalhousechapel.org. Royal House Chapel, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.